writers write. Writers write whether they ever have any notion of being published. Writing is an obsession.
You know, if you have the inclination to write, write and keep writing, you know, and realize that you're special and that what you have to say is unique, and it'll work out.
It centers me. It's just simply, it's just as necessary to me at this point as breathing.
We must be able to tap into that inner spirit of these students to get them in a mood to write, to get them filling that voice within them.
It helps me continually define who I am in the same way that I used it as a 14-year-old in Mrs. Vitti's class to explore who I was turning into.
It does so much for me. I don't know, it touches places in me that might not otherwise be touched. And I'd like to hope that I would be able to do that for other people.
To my daughter in Bellingham, Washington. It's called We Live in All Time. Like testing the bathwater with the elbow, the milk on the wrist, I have already lived through this hour, still 3 more hours on its way to you. It is good territory. You are safe. The years, I've tested them too. A little more risky, but not so hot as to burn. Your 40th will not be mine again. And yet it will, for I have been there and am there now with you. We live it together. Just so you, still young, live these, my late years, with me. Separated by almost 400 months, separated by a firm 180 minutes, you and I, both of us, we live in all times.
The writers you've just met in this virtual writer's circle describe writing as a tool for life. It's a cognitive tool that serves to make them smarter and wiser. Beyond communicating with others, one of the true values of writing is to communicate with ourselves, to focus our attention in a way that leads us to reflect and make connections between old and new learning. It gives us tangible products to take with us, return to, use, and reuse in our thinking about the world. Some of these writers write primarily for themselves in journals or poetry, while others publish scholarly articles or best-selling novels. Each and every one speaks passionately about writing's value in their lives. The two types of writing we'll explore in this module include writing for real thinking, or personal writing, real writing for real reasons, or public writing, for sharing or presenting one's thinking to the world. Both have their place in the teaching and learning of content literacy. Writing for real thinking, or personal writing, is an effective means of helping students activate their prior knowledge, or knowledge structures, called schemata, and then build on those schemata. And whether you say schemata or I say schemata, this concept fits well with our constructivist approach to content literacy learning. We've all heard the expression, "I don't know what I know until I write it down." Writing is a tool for thought. But thinking isn't just about what you know, it's about how you know. And writing can serve to help us build our metacognitive powers by enabling us to hold thought in an external place and return to it to reflect and see our thinking evolve. Finally, thinking is about why we know. We're reminded of Rosenblatt's reader response theory that advocates that readers must engage or transact with text to think substantively about it. This transaction between the reader and the text actually becomes the motivation, or the why, of reading. Reading is an active and intensely personal process. When readers connect on a personal level, then they're reading aesthetically. Research by Spires and Donnelly has found that teaching students to make their own personal connections to informational text resulted in more motivation for reading and higher knowledge attainment on the application level. They wrote, "Aesthetic response can help students construct a more lively and engaging relationship with the text, which in turn may help them attend to and possibly persist with the reading task." Teachers can encourage successful aesthetic experiences or transactions by using writing strategies to help students reflect on the associations, feelings, attitudes, and ideas that they experience as they read. Resocializing students so they consider their own personal knowledge relevant to the reading experience is likely to have both a cognitive and an affective impact on learning. It's a way that we can make the learning of academic content from informational text more successful. We return to Asheville Middle School in this module's first classroom mini-documentary, Home of the Empty Bowls project that we introduced in our first module. Seventh grade students are studying world hunger in an interdisciplinary project that integrates the arts beautifully into a rigorous academic study. They make ceramic bowls to be sold to raise money for the hungry in their community. Asheville Middle School has made a commitment to academic literacy by providing a literacy coach to help teachers integrate reading, writing, and thinking in a strong content literacy program. In this mini-documentary, we meet a literacy coach, Melissa Hett, and see a lesson in the Empty Bowls project taught by Chris Gable, an English language arts and social studies teacher. Chris has structured his lesson following the before, during, and after reading format, and he uses a special strategy for each stage. The before reading stage is designed to prepare for the reading by activating prior knowledge or existing schemata. What associations students bring to the topic? By teaching vocabulary, generally building motivation for learning, and by helping them make connections, so hopefully they'll see the relevance to their own lives. The during reading stage is designed to help students actually read the text, and as much scaffolding as needed is provided. In the after reading stage, the goal is to follow through and extend the learning, often with writing as a way to help students reflect on and seal the learning, building new schemata. Chris does a beautiful job with this BDA lesson design and carries his scaffolding to a higher level by actually differentiating both the text to be read and the writing or after reading assignment so all students can be successful and make a contribution to the follow-up classroom discussion. The writing that Chris's students do in the after reading stage is for thinking and learning about the topic. It's of the writing for real thinking type, but it's also used to be presented to the class. As you learn more about the Empty Bowls project, you'll see that they are also busily engaged in producing real writing for real reasons in the form of brochures to accompany the ceramic bowls they're making to sell. They learn to use a real-world publishing program to accomplish this. New technologies have given us new ways to make writing a tool for teaching in a constructivist way. In our second classroom mini-documentary, we visit Natalie Everett, a business and marketing teacher, who is exploring the use of writing and several free web tools to engage her students and help them learn the digital communications curriculum. Natalie uses writing as an introductory activity to lead her students to connect with the topic of the lesson, voice recognition technology, which is pretty exciting stuff for teens who crave the latest and greatest technology. Prepare to learn some new vocabulary. Natalie uses blogs or weblogs, just the easiest way to publish on the web, and wikis. That's right, wikis, what teachers have dreamed of since we first embraced the concept of the paperless classroom, online pages where students and teachers can publish collaboratively. Also, don't forget our online discussion tools we learned about with the Teen Read mini-documentary in Module 3. These new tech tools give us new ways to think and make our thinking public, new ways to use writing as a tool for lifelong learning.